Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A dangerous two-alarm fire in Queens overnight. One person killed, 10 more hurt, including four firefighters, after this fire in East Elmhurst. FDNY says crews were called to the blaze at 2437 89th Street late last night for the fire in a three-story house. It took more than 100 firefighters over an hour and a half to knock it down. One man, found on the second floor, was taken to the hospital where he died. Three other people were taken to the hospital, a 57-year-old woman, a 45-year-old man, and a 33-year-old woman. They are stable. All of the others, including the firefighters, had minor injuries. No word so far on a cause. Manslaughter charges for the suspect in a fatal subway pushing case. 28-year-old Andre Boyce of Central Park North was arrested soon after the early morning incident in a subway station on the Upper West Side.
Police don't know much about the circumstances. They say there was some sort of dispute on the platform here at 96th and Broadway. One man shoved another onto the tracks where he hit his head on a rail. The 34-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the hospital. Police quickly arrested 28-year-old Andre Boyce. They say they're familiar with him, a history of mental health calls.
How safe do you feel riding the subway?
Kind of safe, kind of not. You just have to, if you're a girl, you just have to be aware.
Riders here like Lynette say the police presence helps, but you still have to keep an eye out.
I have my earphones on so no one talks to me, or if, like, when people come up in your face and ask for money, I just pretend I can't hear them, but there's never music in there.
Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A stabbing outside a Lower Manhattan high school yesterday afternoon. Police say an 18-year-old was stabbed once in the back on Forsyth Street near Cascade High School. He was taken to Bellevue and is expected to survive. The suspect is believed to be a 20-year-old man. Police say he ran off and they're still looking for him. No word so far on any possible motive. It could be summer before residents in a Harlem public housing complex have gas for cooking.
No gas for cooking. It's an issue some residents of Grant Houses at 550 West 125th Street are all too familiar with.
They just restored it around November last year in time for Thanksgiving, and it went out again. Before that, it was off for 8 months prior.
Residents say signs in the hallways had said the gas was out until July. Now those signs say TBD. The New York City Housing Authority blames a leak on an underground gas main. Residents blame NYCHA, which handed out single hot plates.
And if everybody is trying to cook at the same time, the electric goes out.
Julie Walker, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Deadline set. The New York State Education Department has set a date for the city to finish its investigations into dozens of yeshivas. Commissioner Betty Rosa told local officials they have until the last day of June to complete detailed determinations and recommendations about the quality of secular instruction at the ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools. It's the first time the state's given the city a definite deadline to finish those reports. Rosa previously encouraged officials to finish them as quickly as possible, but did not force a mandate. A reform group says they hope that this report will provide some clarity. Brooke Shields isn't holding back in a new documentary. In Pretty Baby, which premiered at Sundance yesterday, Shields talks about being sexualized as a child star and more. And she also vividly describes a rape, which happened after she had graduated from college and was trying to restart her career. She says she met the man to discuss work, and he attacked her. Shields says she didn't even process it as an assault until later. On the red carpet at the film festival, she said it was time to talk about it.
I think it's people telling more of these stories and their stories to allow us to start changing the way we talk about it. And also really take a look at how we're taught to view people and how we're taught to let them view us. And I think that's a big new kind of conversation to have.
The documentary Pretty Baby will air on Hulu later this year. Also at Sundance, Michael J. Fox got a standing ovation at a premiere of a documentary about his life.
How can you miss me if I won't go away? I'm not going anywhere, unfortunately, for you.
The documentary documentary Still deals with Fox's struggle with Parkinson's disease. He's extremely honest, discussing how he kept his illness secret for years, including drinking to deal with the stress at times. Overall, Fox says it's been an amazing life. Still is due on Apple Plus later this year. Well, you probably can't swim with them just yet, but there are indeed dolphins in city waterways right now. First, they were spotted in the Bronx River in Starlight Park on Monday. Then on Wednesday, another pair was found in Newtown Creek near the Grand Street Bridge between Brooklyn and Queens. They seem to be healthy and happy and just doing their dolphin thing, which Urban Park Ranger Adriana Caminero of NYC Parks tells 1010 Winds is a sign of how much city waters are improving.
It is showing actual results of the cleanup efforts that have resulted from legislation such as the Clean Water Act back in 1972, and the overall efforts of a lot of community activists, community organizations.
The dolphins are only the latest interesting visitors to the city. Last year, Starlight Park actually saw a bald eagle. Well, the peacocks are retiring. The three magnificent birds who have ruled the roost at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine are moving to a sanctuary upstate. There have been peafowl, the correct description for a bunch of them, at the cathedral since the 1970s. Harry, Jim, and Phil have been there since 2002. But now they're getting old and they need specialized care. So the cathedral says they're going to South Salem for a comfortable retirement. And they're hosting a carnival and retirement ceremony in their honor this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.